the Mishnah. Ishamay Omrin the Erev Kol Odom Yate the Yikra Vavoker Yamo. Ishamay says that in the evening a person has to lie down when he says Kriya Shema, and in the morning he has to stand up. Shenemer v'shoch b'cha uvkumecha. That v'shoch b'cha uvkumecha means literally when you lie down and when you get up. It's describing the manner which what you say Kriya Shema, not just the time. Ubeisilal Omrim. Call Adam Kori Kedarko. Person can read any way that he wants to. Shenemer v'lech b'chavaderech. It says also you read Kriya Shema when you're walking in the way. So that comes to tell me that the mode is not the ikar, it's the time. In Kain Lama Nemer b'shoch b'chav kumecha. So why did it say b'shoch b'chumecha? B'shosh b'nei Adam shochvim. B'shosh b'nei Adam omdim. When people normally go to sleep, when they get up, but not does not telling you you have to dafka say it standing up or lying down. Omrev Tarfin, ani ha'isi bo baderech. Tarfin says I was once traveling, the hitesi likros kedivrei beshamai, and I bedafka made it a point to lie down in the middle of the road like beshamai. The sikanti biyatsiv nealistim, and I put myself in danger because of the robbers. It's kedai that you should have been besakoni, did something wrong, and therefore you deserved what happened to you because you went against the words of Beis Hillel that you don't have to dafka lie down. Rashi yata al tzido, you should lie down on your side, obviously not on your face or on your back, because neither of those are proper positions to say kriyishma, but lying on your side you can say kriyishma. Yamo dichsiv v'kumecha. You should stand up. God says when you get up, when you stand up. Kedarko obekima obeshiva obeyeshiva omahalach. They still says it's irrelevant what the position is when you say Kriya Shema. You can say it's standing up, lying down, sitting, walking, makes no difference. Okay, Gemara. Bishlama Beisilul kumefarshi tamayu v'tami deBeishamai. Beisilul explained their reason and the reason of Beishamai. That they hold b'shach b'chav kumecha is referring to the time that you say Kriya Shema, and b'shamai says referring to the mode, the position that you say it. Ela b'shamai, my time elo omrika b'shil. Why does b'shamai not say like b'shil? How does b'shamai know that b'shach b'chav kumecha means the position? Amri l'cho b'shamai imkei neimakro b'boker v'erev. Because if it wouldn't be telling you the position, then it should just say b'voker b'erev. It's only telling you the time. It should say morning and evening. My b'shoch b'cha uvkumecha. Why does it say b'shoch b'cha uvkumecha? B'shash shchiva, shchiva mamish. It can tell you two things. One is that in the time that you lie down, you have to say it lying down. B'shash kima, kima mamish. And the time when you get up, you have to say it standing up. But it's coming to tell you the time and the position. The Tzlach points out that the Gemara changes the order of day and night when it says what it should have said. It should have said Erev and Boker. That would be parallel to Shoch B'chov Kumecha. The Gemara changes it to Boker for Erev. So he explains that, according to the Marsha explained before, way back in on the Beis Amar Aleph, that the Torah normally speaks about day before night. It's not makbid on briyoso shel olam. The tomid shel shachar is mentioned before the tomid shel bein harbayim. The Tana, because of briyoso olam, right, mentions night. What's it called? The night before day, but not the Torah. So why did the Torah say b'shoch b'cha uvkumecha? Right, night first and then day. So that's only because, if according to Beis Shammai, it means when you lie down and when you get up. It can't say when you get up. Stand up before you lie down. Because if you're not lying down, there's nothing to stand up from. So standing up means you were lying down, now you stand up. Then it makes sense to say b'shach b'cha first, and then v'kumecha, because those positions have to go in that order. Masha'ein came, what's it called? If it would just be the time, then it would be more proper to say first boker, and then erev. So that's what Beis Shammai is saying. It's only the matter of time, then it should have said boker and erev, and it should have said it in that order. Since it's telling you also the position, then it makes sense to say, first you were lying down, then you got up from being lying down. You had to get up from some position. So first lying down, and then getting up. Okay. Hi Ubeshamai, Hai Uvalechtuch of Aderech by Odilu, but they still say that they learn from the words Velechtuch of Aderech that the position is not relevant. What does Beishamai do with Uvalechtuch of Aderech? Hahumi Boyalu Lichitanya. The Shiftuch of the Secho Prakla Osi Benitza. Uvalechtuch of Aderech Prakla Chosim. Mikan Omru Hakonis Sabsula Potter Vyaswal Monachayev. So Beishamai says we need these two words, v'lechtuch v'deisecho, u'v'lechtuch v'aderech, for a special drasha. And it doesn't come to tell me that the position is irrelevant, like Beis Hillel says. It comes to tell me another halacha. First halacha is that v'shiftuch v'deisecho, but not when you're osik b'mitzvah. You're only chayiv to say Kriya Shema if you're sitting in your house, but if you're in your house, but if you're doing a mitzvah, osik b'mitzvah, then you're potter from Kriya Shema. That's the klal of osik b'mitzvah is potter min a mitzvah. And Belechtuch of Adera comes to tell me that a chassan is also potter, if he marries a besula, is potter from saying Kriya Shema. But if he marries an almana, then even the chassan is chayiv. Now the Gemara will explain in a second. My mashma, where do we see this from the words b'shiftuch of adeisecha u'v'lechtuch of Adera? Omra papa ki derech. Ma derech rishus, afko rishus, just like derech. Derech is you're walking on the way and doing something that's permissible, but not something that you have to do. Derech means something permissible, but not something that is a mitzvah. Someone says, who says? Milo askin of the cause of the mitzvah. Maybe derech means you're walking for a mitzvah. You're going on a mitzvah, what's it called, walk. It doesn't have to mean something that is permissible. It means something that's chayiv to. And still, the Torah said you have to read Kriya Shema, even if you're walking for a mitzvah. Who said the word lechtuch abaderech dafka means that you're walking for a dover rishus? It says in Kain lichtov rachmana b'sheves uvaleches. If it means even what's it called a dvar mitzvah, it should say in sitting and in walking. My b'shivtecha, you're sitting uvalechtecha when you walk b'sheves tidoch uvaleches tidoch. When you're sitting and walking for your own purposes, that's Rishus. Hudmechayevis. That's when you're chayev to read Kriya Shema. Or the mitzvah, but if it's Shevis of mitzvah or Leches of mitzvah, then you're potter. So it comes out that if you're doing a mitzvah, you're involved in a mitzvah, so then you're potter from saying Kriya Shema. And we learn that from the Shiftecha and Velechtecha. And Rashi will explain why we need two psukim. One for a chas is also doing a mitzvah. So he should be potter from the first pasuk. So Rashi will explain one second why you need two psukim. Tzmora says, Yihachi afilu konis asu almana. If that's the case, then even if you marry an almana, you're doing a mitzvah. So you should be potter from Kriya Shema. Tzmora says, Hai torid v'hai lo torid. No. When you marry a basula, so you're concerned because she's a basula, if you're going to be able to make the bia properly or whatever, so you're torid. Your mind is involved in the mitzvah, and you can't concentrate on Kriya Shema. So then you're potter. But what's it called? By an almana, there's no big deal in making that first bia. She's an almana. She's already not a basula. So there's no big deal. Therefore, your mind is not concerned. Therefore, you're chayav. Samara says, imishum tirid, if that's the case, that the main thing over here is your mind involved or not, right? Then afilu tovas finosu b'yam nami. Then even if your boat is sinking, right, and your mind is concerned about that, you should be potter from Kriya Shema. The chitei mohachinami, and if you say that that's true, whenever your mind is concerned about something, you're torrid, right? They potter from Kriya Shema. Alma omer of Abba Barzav the omer Rav Ovil chay b'chol hamitzvos amuras b'torah chutz min hatfilin. But Zav the son the name of Rav and Ovil, whose mind is obviously concerned about his avelis, is still chayiv in all mitzvahs except for tefillin. Shari nemer b'en pe'er, and tefillin is a separate reason, not because osik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. Tefillin is because of pe'er. Shenemer pe'er chachavu shalecha. Right? You should, by Yechezkel it says that you should put your pe'er on. Rashi says, an ovel is not, pe'er means glory. An ovel is not in a glorious situation. So he doesn't put on tefillin. So, if that's the case, if the whole idea is how concerned, how troubled your mind is, an avil should be potter from Kriya Shema. So I says, no, hasam torid tirda de mitzvah, hacha torid tirda de rishus. Right? It depends what the tirda is. Right? If it's two things you need. You need mitzvah and you need tirda. So when you're what's it called, Konisus Habesula, you have mitzvah and tirda. When you're Konisus Ramana, you have mitzvah but no tirda. When your boat is sinking, you have tirda and no mitzvah. So you need both together. Okay. See Rashi. The shifting of the secha prakla osip mitzvah. The coming of forish my mashma. Tomorrow we'll discuss how we see from the word the shifting of the secha that osip mitzvah is potter. Uvalechtech of a derech prakla chosin. The afal gab the chosin on the osip mitzvah. Even though chosin is also osip mitzvah, so he should be included in the first pasuk. Ilav kro yaseir lo nafkavon mikro kamon. If it wouldn't be for an extra pasuk, the lechtech of a derech, we would not include chosin in what it means, the shiftach of the veisechwa, that you be potter. The kiva the osik the mitzvah loksi the kroah, it doesn't say the hedya, it doesn't say the feirish osik the mitzvah. We have to infer it from the shiftach of the veisechwa sitting in your house, right, for your purposes, okay? Elamiyutu bi'almahu, to kodarshina mi beischa, umatina mina osik be meleches mitzvah, the ika tirda, aval chosin de tirda de machshava bi'almahu, shemat mechashev al esik besulin, ilav kroy yaseir al ois mayud. I would say, you know when you're potter? When you have tirda that's physical. You're physically involved in the mitzvah. Then, being osik in the mitzvah potters you. But the chosin is not physically involved in the mitzvah. His mind is involved in the mitzvah. Right? He's worried about what's going to be later. It's not that he's potter from Kriya Shema, v'shas the be'ila. That's obvious. Right, we're talking about the chosin before he's a boil. Right, the whole first night, he's potter because his mind is involved. So that I would say no, mind being involved, that's not enough to potter you. So you need an extra potter. Tell me, not only if your body's involved, even if your mind is just involved in the mitzvah, you're also potter. Hakonis abzula potter should torib b'machsheves bilas mitzvah. My mashma prat laosip a mitzvah ki derech b'shiftecho v'lechtecho huchkula derech. So derech, the Gemara in the beginning thought, was only if you're walking in the way in a rishus. So mi lo askinan, where it says no. Derech can mean also derech mitzvah. Kolomer min olam v'derech rishus l'chuda ayri kra. Maybe ha-kra derech stamakshi. It just says derech. U'menele mishtama nomi minei derech mitzvah. V'afilu hachi yom rachmona likri. How do you know it's not talking where you're walking for a mitzvah? Imishum tirda d'machshova patris lei. If you're going to tell me that a chosin is potter because his mind is concerned and involved, afilu tovus v'nosu v'nami, then if your boat's sinking, your mind's also involved and concerned. Alma omre v'abba, kamo lama omar, afopisha toru v'tzairu chayi b'chol ha-mitzvahs. Why did Rav Abba then say that an oval's chayiv in all the mitzvahs, l'chor an oval should be potter b'chol ha-mitzvahs, because his mind is involved and concerned. Chutz v'na tfilin, right? Rav Abba says he's chayiv in all mitzvahs except for tefillin. She never went to Er Yecheskel Pe'er Chachov Shalecha. Right, Yecheskel was told to put on his tefillin Pe'er Chachov Shalecha. The kivan the bow Pe'er the Avel Misgolo the Tzaro Ba'afer Ein Zeh Pe'er. And Avel is not in a matzav of glory, so he doesn't put on glorious things. That's what Rashi says here. We'll see that Rashi in Sukkah says something else. Torah tier to the mitzvah, the kivan the anan miut pi amadar shinin prat lechosim mistayich im ma'etas minei tier to the mitzvah. So we have two miutim. One tells me that if you're physically involved in a mitzvah, you're potter from other mitzvahs. The other one tells me if you're mentally involved in a mitzvah. But if it's not a mitzvah, then we have no pasuk to tell me just if your mind is concerned and involved that you're potter from mitzvahs. So you're chayiv. Okay. Tosfos here learns, let's go back first. Okay. First, the inyan of what's it called, osik the mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. There's basically three shitas in the Rishonim, what that means. Tosfos, the Rosh, the Tur, says that you're only potter from the second mitzvah if it's impossible to do both of them. In other words, the fact that you're osik in the first mitzvah, if you would stop to be osik in the second one, it would prevent you from fulfilling the first one. So then osik b'mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah. But if you can, even with great difficulty, do the second one also, then you're not potter from the second one. Then you're chayiv in both. The Ran holds that even if you're not what's it called, it's not a tircha to do what's it called, you could do both of them, but it's a tircha to do the second one. It's possible to do the second one and still do the first one. but it would be a tircha. It would be difficult to do both of them, then you're potter. But if it's not difficult at all, because the main question over here is, if osik b'mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah, then somebody's wearing tzitzit, should not do any mitzvahs. He's osik in one mitzvah, he shouldn't do any mitzvahs. So Tosis says, no, you can do both of them. You can wear tzitzis, you can chew gum and, you know, walk at the same time. So you can wear tzitzis and shuckle lulav. So you're not potter from lulav because you're wearing tzitzis. So that's Tosis. The Ran says, no, it doesn't have to be that the second mitzvah prevents you from doing the first mitzvah. But even if it's a bother, it's difficult, right? Even if it's difficult, but if it's easy, there's no difficulty of shuckling lulav wearing tzitzis. Doesn't make it any more difficult than if Avi Yochayev to shuckle lulav. The Rambam doesn't seem to mention either of these, right? And Masha from him, that stam. Anytime you're osik b'mitzvah, you're potter mitzvah. So the question on the Rambam is, so why if you're wearing tzitzis, aren't you potter from shuckling lulav? So you have to mechalik between mekayim the mitzvah and osik the mitzvah. Even according to the Rambam, even if there's no difficulty at all, but you have to be involved doing the mitzvah. But if you're just being mekayim the mitzvah, you're not doing anything by wearing tzitzis or wearing tefillin. Right? It's menela. You're being mekayim a mitzvah, but you're not osek the mitzvah. You're not doing anything. The Rambam holds, at least you have to be doing something to be potter from the other mitzvah. Even if there's no bother, and it's possible to do both, but you're doing one mitzvah, you're potter from the other mitzvah. That will be the Rambam sheet. Okay. They say that since we learn this from a pasuk, that since you're involved with a mitzvah, whichever involvement the three different sheetas are, even if the mitzvah that you're involved in is a mitzvah kala, you're potter from a mitzvah, even if it's a more serious mitzvah, a more chomer mitzvah. Okay. Also, it could be that even if what you're involved in is a mitzvah to rabbanim, it's still not lechtecha or shiftecha of your own. It's still rabbanim. There's something more than just rishus. So you potter you from a mitzvah d'oraisa. Right? It doesn't have to be only a mitzvah min ha-Torah that potters you from another mitzvah min ha-Torah. However, the exception to this is osik b'Torah. If you're learning Torah, there the Torah is says clearly that you're chayiv to do mitzvahs. It depends, though. If it's a mitzvah that you could do later when you're not learning, simply push it off for later. If it's a mitzvah you can't do later, but you could do through somebody else could do it, then you should continue learning. Let somebody else do the mitzvah. But if both conditions are there, it's a mitzvah you can't do later and nobody else can do it, then you have to do it. Then you stop learning, even though you're also in Torah, because the purpose of Torah is to do mitzvahs. You can't use Torah as an excuse not to keep mitzvahs. So osik b'mitzvah, potter mitzvah doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. Okay, now, this idea that an ovel is chayiv in all the mitzvahs except for tefillin. Okay, so Rashi says that because it's a gnai to the tefillin, right? Your tefillin are a glory, and when you're an ovel, you're not in a glorious position. It would not be proper to wear tefillin in such an inglorious time. Rashi in Sukkah says a different reason. He says it's because it appears like you're being Mesiach Das from the Avelis. Right? It doesn't look like you're an ovel. You're osik, you're involved with tefillin, right, which is a pe'er, right? It seems like you've forgotten about your Avelis. So according to Rashi here, it's because it's a gnai to the tefillin. According to Rashi over there, it's because you seem to be giving up the Avelis. You're not concerned with your Avelis. What's the nafkamina? Cholamoid. Does an oval, right, who has somebody die on Cholamoid, does he wear tefillin or not? If the idea is that it's because it looks like you're Mesiach Das from Avelis, there's no Avelis on Cholamoid, right? But if the idea is that it's because you're Bitzar, right, and you're not in a glorious mood, a person who has had somebody die in Cholamoid is also not in a glorious mood. He's not chayiv to mizav. The Avelis is pushed off, but he's still in the same mood. So therefore, what's it called? If it's out of the mood of Avelis, then that applies even Cholamoid. If it's the dinim of Avelis, looks like you're being a siach das from the Avelis, there is no Avelis on Cholamoid. Okay, let's go on. Tosfos says, the Rashi seems to say it's because either the tefillin, because of the Avelis. Tosfos is a pasuk to pasuk in Divrei Kabbalah. That the Rabban Shem told Yechezkel, when he was an oval, keep your tefillin on. Which implies that everybody else, when they're an oval, have to keep their tefillin off. You're different. You have to keep your tefillin on. And we learn other halachas from what the Rabban Shem told Yechezkel to do, that other aveilim are not chayiv to do. So it also says it's because of this idea. Okay, let's go on.
Avelus is not a mitzvah?
What?
Aveilus is not a mitzvah.
The dine aveilus are a mitzvah. How you feel is not a mitzvah. You don't have to feel bizarre. You don't have to have your mind torud with the aveilus. All you have to do is keep the mitzvahs of aveilus. You don't have to. How you feel is not. There's a Tosis Yontif. I forgot where it is, but there's a Tosis Yontif somewhere that says that aninus, there the main thing is in the heart. It's the feeling of aninus. It's not necessarily what you do. It's how you feel. Aveilus is the halachas of aveilus. You don't have to feel bichlal, anything in your heart. You can be happy about the fact that the guy's dead. You just have to make sure that you keep the din aveilus. Who Beis Shammai? What does Beis Shammai do with this? Hahumi boyelu prat l'shluchei mitzvah. Right? Beis Shammai, who learn from the shivtecha and the lechtecha. What's it called? For osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Right? So, what do they do with the pasuk of what's it called? Beis Shammai uses v'lechtecha baderech for what's it called? For osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. So, what's left over here? What's Beis Shammai Yahu? What's Yahu? Okay, the Bach says you take it out. It doesn't make any sense. Okay. Beis Hillel Amrei. Okay, let's go on. Pana Rabbana. The Bach says this is all should be out. Pana Rabbana. They sell Omrim, Omdim Vikorim, Yoshim Vikorim, Matim Vikorim, Holchim Baderech Vikorim. They still says the position you say Kriya Shema in is irrelevant. Osim Vimalachim Vikorim. Sometimes you can even be working and read Kriya Shema. And later on we'll see which work you can do when you say Kriya Shema and which not. Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah and Shmuel were eating together. And Rabbi Shmuel was lying down on his side and eating. Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah zakuf, and Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah was sitting up straight. Kivin shikias man kriyashma. When man kriyashma came, he to Rabbi Lozer. So Rabbi Lozer also lied down in his side to say kriyashma. It was the kriyashma of the evening. The Zok of Rabbi Shmuel. At that moment, Rabbi Shmuel got up. Omer lo Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah said to Rabbi Shmuel, Yishmuel achi, emshul lechol moshul. I'll give you a moshul to what just happened. Right? You were lying down. I lie down. You get up. I'll tell you what it's like. Lamad davar doma. What is it like? Moshul le'echot sha'omrim lo zikon cho megudl. Somebody says, wow, you have a nice beard. Omer lohem, yiyah keneged ha-mashchisim. I'm cutting it off. Right, somebody praises the guy's beard, and then he says, "I'm cutting it off." Afkach ata calls man shani zakuf ata muta. While I was sitting straight, you were lying down. Asher shani tesi. Now I want to say, well, you're right. Now I'll lie down too, just like you. The ata zakat. Now you get up. Omer lo ani osisi kedivre beisil. The ata osisi kedivre beishama. No, I did like beisil, and you did like beishama. You bedafka lie down like beishama, and I got up. Even though Beisil also holds you can lie down, but I got up for a special reason. Right? If we're both lying down and you bedafka lie down, people will say that I agree with you. You have to say Kriya Shema lying down, and they'll be kovei the halacha like Beis Shammai, which is wrong. The halacha is not like Beis Shammai. You don't have to lie down to say Kriya Shema at night. My velo od the chitema Beisil nami yislu matin. Right? You could have stayed lying down. Why do you have to get up? They still also, you could say it lying down. You don't have to say it after standing up, right? Honey, me lay the matter for us. That's if you were lying down to begin with. I didn't bother getting up, so it's now raya that I'm doing dafka like Beis Shammai. It could be I'm doing like Beis Shammai. I just didn't want to get up. Avochach akiva dat hashka havi zaku v'hashka muta. Since until now you were standing up or sitting up, and now you lie down. Amri Shmami Noka Beis Shammai Svirli. But after lie down, they still hold you could have said it the way you were. Only Beis Shammai holds you have to change your position for Kriya Shema at night if you're standing up or sitting up. So now people will say what? Shemi Yiru Tamid Viku Alocha L'Doros. So they'll think that Alocha is like Beis Shammai, and that would be not a proper thing. We'll see in a few seconds why. And therefore, I wanted to make sure that everybody realized you're allowed to say Kriya Shema standing up too at night, not lav dafka lying down. Okay, Beisil Amriloch, Noi Nomi Dekro Lemedrish Mine Prat Lechosanasa, Memela Shemamino Belechto, but the Dachu, the Mechayevis, Am of Derech Nomi Kori. That Beisil will answer you, that Enochanami, what's it called? You need the lechtuch of aderech to tell me a chosin is potter from kriyishma. But lemaisa, since you can read it by derech, it means you can read it in any position. You're not going to be lying down the derech, or dafka standing up in the morning. You'll be walking. So agav urcha, it also tells me my halacha that the position is irrelevant. Oskim b'malachim v'karim the kam magmin l'perek sheni, which malacha, which not. Hiter Reb Elezer ben Azari k'beishamai. Le'echot she'omer lo zikonecha megudel, omer lahem yiyeh zeh k'neged ha'mashchisim. Marshal shelcha doma, what can be compared to what you did? Le'echot she'omerim lo zikonecha noa megudel. Your beard is very nice. V'hu omer lahem, hoi lu kilastim osa, since you praised my beard, right? Af hu yiyeh k'neged ha'mashchisim. Hagidl hazeh yenosun letarl misparayim she'ovi olav ha'mashchisenu. I'm going to destroy it. Right, you said my beard is nice, I'm going to cut it off. Ashav shani tesi, hareini kemekalis is masecha. I lie down to say what you're doing is right. You're lying down, now I'm lying down too, to, as if to say what you're doing is okay, is good. Sheisim mutav, now you get up. Well, I'm saying what you're doing is nice, you get up. Beisil nami yislu matin, deba matin nami sharu, kdamrin leya, matin vekorin. Beisil doesn't say you can't lie down, he says you don't have to. Since you were standing up, the Ashraf Itisa, now you lie down. If I wouldn't have gotten up, right, Yiru Atalmida the Iku Halacha, they would say, oh, you have to lie down, you say Kriyashma. So Mahalacha must be like Beishamai. Tani Rav Yecheskel, Osa Kedivre Beishamai, Osa. Kedivre Beishilel, Osa. So Yecheskel said, the Halacha is either way. You want to do like Beishamai and Dafka lie down, or dafka get up, what's it called, then, if you can do like Beishana, if you want to bedafka lie down at night, or bedafka get up in the morning, fine. And if you want to do like Beishilo, you can do like that too. And meaning irrelevant. Get up in the nighttime, lie down in the daytime, makes no difference. Rav Yosef Omar, also could do Beishana, lo also velo klum. If you do like Beishana and bedafka lie down, then you're not... You didn't do lo klum. We'll see that this few days is what lo klum means. Right. But you, whatever it is, you didn't do anything. Disnan, where do I know that from? Mishahaya Rosh of Aruba Besukkah. A person was sitting in the sukkah. His most of his body and his head were in the sukkah. Vishulchan of Besokhabayis. But his table's in the house. There's a small sukkah. So he's sitting in the sukkah, but his table that he's eating from is in the house. And he takes the food off the table and he eats it in the sukkah. So Beishamai posted, Beishamai said, you're not Yotze the Mitzvah. Ubeishil machshirin. And Beishil says, it's fine, you Yotze. Omru lohem Beishil Beishamai. Maise shaholchu zikni Beishamai, zikni Beishil, levakiris Rabbi Yochanan ben Hachuranis. The Zakenim of Beishamai and the Zakenim of Beishil once went together to visit Rabbi Yochanan ben Hachuranis. Matsu shayarosh of Aruba Besukkah, Vishulchan of Besokhabayis. And they found that he was in this situation. He was eating in the sukkah, but his table was in the house. V'lo amru lo klum, and they didn't say anything to him. Vayishlois, that like the halachas like Beisilo, that you can do that. Amru lo hem, so ziknei be, what's it called, so, what's it called, so they said to him, Mishom raya, there's no raya from that maisa, because we had the maisa, we heard the maisa differently. The Beishamai said to Beisilo. We have a different version of that maisa. We have that they told him, what's it called, that if this is the way you've been doing it your whole life, you never were mekayim the mitzvah sukkah. Because you're not yotzei the mitzvah sukkah if your table's in the house, like Beishamai. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omar, also kedivre Beishamai chayiv misa. If you do like Beishamai, you're chayiv misa. So you have 3 days. One is you could do like Beishamai. The other one is you do like Beishamai, you didn't do anything. And the third one is not only you didn't do anything, you chayiv mis. Disnan omer tarfen, ani ha'yisi bo baderech, v'yiteisi likros kedivrei Beishamai, v'sikanti bi'atzmi. Right? I, the dafka, tried to do like Beishamai, and I got into danger. Right? I became a dangerous situation for me. Mipnei alistim. Omer lo, kedai ha'yisi lochu bi'atzmi chashavar kedivrei Beishil. You deserve it. Mashma, a person who does like Beishamai, deserves to be killed. Now he was in Sakonis Nefashis, and he deserved it. Lo kiyamta, dechi hechi de osa kedivre beisilo, lo asa v'lo klum, l'divrei Beis Shammai. So what's the proof over here that lo asa v'lo klum from this Maisa? Because just like over there, Beis Shammai held that if you do like Beis Hillel, you're not yotzei the mitzvah, right? It's ke'ilu lo yoshavta v'sukkah kol yimei chayecha, right? It's like you never sat in the sukkah, right? So opposite is also true. According to Beis Hillel, if you do like Beis Shammai, you're also not yotzei. So we have basically three different shitas over here. If you do like Beis Shammai, what is it? Is it okay? Is it just lo osa v'lo klum? Let's see then. It's the tzad of lo osa v'lo klum. Okay, that if you do like Beis Shammai, you didn't do anything. So Tosus says, and so the Ritva and the Rosh, lo osa v'lo klum means you're not mekayim the mitzvah. If you do, like Beis Shammai says, right, then the Chachamim, according to Beis Hillel, took away the mitzvah from you. We'll see one second why you're not yotzei the mitzvah. What? It's a knas, right? Since they paskin like Beis Hillel, if you do not like the halacha, then there's a knas, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. We'll see that there's other opinions why you're not yotzei the mitzvah. The reason for a knas, why would the Rabbanim mevatel the mitzvah from you just because you do the Beis Shammai? Because they're afraid that if you think the halacha is like Beis Shammai, and you bedafka think that you have to lie down in order to say Kriya Shema, then sometimes you'll be in a position where you can't lie down, and you won't do the mitzvah, because you'll figure there's no purpose to do it since you have to lie down, and you'll come to mevatel the mitzvah. In order, therefore, the people shouldn't make that mistake and think you have to lie down. If you do lie down, you're not going to get the mitzvah altogether. They made a siyog that people shouldn't make a mistake and think that you have to lie down, and many people will not do the mitzvah. Therefore, they will take the mitzvah away from this guy. Okay, that's one idea. The Ravid says, you are mekayim the mitzvah. Even according to that opinion that says, lo osa v'lo klum, right, it doesn't mean that you didn't work mekayim the mitzvah. But it means you're nikra abarian. You were mekayim the mitzvah, but you're called an abarian. Right, and that's what lo osa v'lo klum means. You didn't do anything good, you did something bad. That is how you have to learn the Ravid. And the Ran says that clearly, that even in the Gemara over there in Sukkah, that says, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, doesn't mean literally that he was never a kind of mitzvah. You weren't a kind of karoi. You didn't do it properly. Right? That's not the proper way of doing it. But the Maisa, the mitzvah is a mitzvah, because men HaTorah, vali yotzi if you're sitting in the Sukkah. Right? Just a gzeira, or afraid, shemiyim shechacha shulchano. So according to Beis Shammai, right, that if you did like Beis Hillel, you didn't do the mitzvah, doesn't mean you didn't do the mitzvah at all. You were a kind of mitzvah d'oraisa. But you didn't do it properly because you didn't do it the way the Chachamim said. But you yotzei the mitzvah. The third shita, right, is that lo osa v'lo klum means you didn't do any big deal. You didn't do anything better. That's lo osa v'lo klum. In other words, I might think that if you lie down at night to say Kriya Shema, you get an extra special mitzvah because you did it like Beis Shammai. Okay? You were machmer like Beis Shammai. Kamash malam, you didn't get any chumrah. But you didn't get anything wrong either. Lo osa v'lo klum means you didn't do anything special, right? You didn't benefit anything, but you didn't lose the mitzvah either. Those are three different opinions of a lo osa v'lo klum. But the difference is that osa kedivrei Beis Shammai is l'chatchili you're allowed to do it. Lo osa v'lo klum is l'chatchili you shouldn't do it at all. And if you did it, you gain nothing, but you still have the mitzvah. Okay. The Ra'ah says that like we said before in the name of the Ravid, that wherever the halacha is nifsak, like one opinion, and you're machmer, like the one who the halacha is not like, you're called a poritz getter. And you're a barian, something wrong with going like a daya that's not halacha, even though it's a chum. Okay. We'll see that there's conditions of that. Now, however, that doesn't include the person himself who holds that the halacha is differently. As well, there's a machlokas, and the halacha has been paskened, like one side, the person who holds the other side himself can do like his side, unless there was a Sanhedrin, that the Sanhedrin paskened al-tiro, then everybody has to do. But if there's no Sanhedrin, right, never came, Laminion, it's just that the halachas, the Gemara paskened, halachas like that, right, or in the world, right, most people hold like that, then the person himself, who holds differently, can do his way. And not only that, a Talmud of his can also do his way. If he always does like that Rebbe. But if he doesn't follow that Rebbe in everything, then he can't do that way either. Then he can't do what the halacha is not paskened like. And that was the problem of Rav Tarfon. Rav Tarfon was a Talmud of Beis Shammai, so what was the problem? He did like Beis Shammai. But it says pam achas. He only did it one time. All the time he talked about like Beis Shammai, because halacha was like Beis Shammai. But this time you want to be machmer like Beis Shammai, then you're not allowed to do it, unless you're Beis Shammai. But if you're just a Talmud of Shammai, then you can't do it. Okay. The Dvar Avram says, so why aren't you Yotze? According to those who say you're not Yotze, why aren't you Yotze? He says, because of mitzvah bo v'aveira. Because since it's usher to do, okay, memela, if you do it, you're doing the mitzvah at the same time that you're doing an aveira. So mitzvah bo v'aveira, you're not Yotze. The only Yontif says similarly, he says, what's the aveira you're over? You're over the aveira of achrei rabim lahato. Since the halacha was paskin, like the rabim, okay, the rabim hold, this is halacha, and you are machmer bedavka like the miyut, so you're over the halacha and the Torah of achrei rabim lahato. So it's a mitzvah of aveira. That's the only Yontif. The Marashdam says that the only time you're not allowed to be machmer, like a shita that's not necessary lahalacha, is if by doing it you put yourself into danger, like Rav Tarfon. That's why we don't learn from Rav Tarfon necessarily, the Man Yomer and the Gemara of Zera, who says, also to be Basil, also to be Shammai, also, why does he do Rav Tarfon? It says over there, you're Mishchai ben Afshel, right? So there's two different ways of learning what happened with Rav Tarfon. One is that Rav Tarfon, when he lied down, he knew already there was a danger. He put himself in danger to lie down and do the halacha like Beis Shammai. That's improper. Don't put yourself in danger to be mekayim something that's not lahalacha, a chumrah. Don't put yourself in danger for a chumrah. But there's no raya from there that in normal cases it would be wrong to do. Just wrong to put yourself in sakana for a chumrah. Right? Since halacha is not like that. The other way of learning is, Rabbi Tarfon was in no danger when he lied down. But then Listim all of a sudden came, and he became in danger. So it was like a simon. And what they told him basically was, it was Kedai that you got in danger because you did something wrong. So if you learn the second way, then there's a raya that Rav Tarfon did something wrong. If you learn the first way, the only reason he did something wrong is he put himself in danger to begin with. But if you don't put yourself in danger to be machmer, you could be machmer. So midas chasidus, why shouldn't you be machmer? Like a sheet that's not kalacha, what does it hurt? The Rambam, what's it called? And therefore, some have the girsa osa kedei shamai, or some say haose kedei shamai. It's only if you do it all the time, like Beis Shammai, then it looks like the halacha is like Beis Shammai. That's wrong. But if once in a while you want to be machmer, some hold this, no problem. The Rambam leaves this out completely. Mashma that he holds, you could do if you want to do like Beis Shammai, you're allowed to do like Beis Shammai, right? So what's it called? And I, the Gemara of a Sukkah. That if you did like Beis Shammai, you weren't Yotze, like you did like Beis Hillel, you're not Yotze the mitzvah at all. That's because over there, there's what's it called, Beis Hillel doesn't agree to Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai doesn't agree to Beis Hillel. But over here, even Beis Hillel agrees you can do it lying down. So there's no problem with lying down. Over there, Beis Shammai holds that you're not allowed to do what Beis Hillel holds you're allowed to do. Then if you do, like Beis Hillel, you're not Yotze according to Beis Shammai. But if Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai both agree you could do that. Just you don't have to. Beis Hillel also says you could lie down. You don't have to lie down. Right? Then you can do like the other, be more machmer. Just one more thing. There's a Gemara later on. We could really wait till we get there. The Gemara over there says that Beis Hillel knows that if you left the place where you ate, you don't have to go back to bench. If you left, not on purpose. Beis Shammai holds you have to come back to bench. So Mara says there was a Talmud who forgot to bench and came back, Bedavka, and he was Zoche, he found a golden Yona. So the Chorz Mashma, that even though he did like Beis Shammai, which is not the halacha, he got rewarded for it, not punished. So there they say a few different things. One is that there Beis Hillel also agrees it's good to come back. Except he holds you don't have to. But even he holds, even Benezid, you do have to come back. Rechatzili, not allowed to leave. So then, when a case where Beis Hillel also holds it's a positive thing, he just told you don't have to do it, there you could do like Beis Shammai, right? Or also, the Orach HaShulchan says that the only time that it's usher to do like Beis Shammai, if it's a chumrah that could come to a kula. People will think that you have to lie down like we said before, whatever. People think the halacha is that not zman kriyashma, it's just how you do it, not when you do it. So it could come to a kula. then you're not allowed to do the other way. But if it's clearly a chumrah and there's nothing bad that could come from it, then you're allowed to be machmir.